From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for the fifth day of June 2013. I'm Philip Grant. The National Weather Service is predicting a mostly sunny day for today with a high near 74 degrees. There will be light and variable winds. Tonight it will be mostly cloudy with a low around 50 degrees, with south winds at 3 to 5 miles an hour. We'll run down the rest of the week's weather in a moment, but first, here is what's in the local news. At the top of the news, the governor unveils the Women's Equality Act. Jimmy Vielken reports in the Times Union that Governor Andrew M. Cuomo unveiled a sweeping bill of rights for women that would toughen laws against human trafficking, domestic violence, gender-based discrimination, and pay inequity. The Women's Equality Act also includes language creating an affirmative right to abortion as established by the United States Supreme Court in the 1973 decision Roe v. Wade. The provision, made public nearly 5 months after Cuomo first described it in the State of the State presentation, does not expand rights granted by Roe and other court decisions. In a statement released on Tuesday, Cardinal Timothy Dolan and New York's Catholic bishops expressed approval of the first 9 points of the act, but said that they were, and I quote, profoundly distressed, end quote, by the abortion provision. A spokesperson for the Senate Republican leader, Dean Skelos, called inclusion of the abortion language, and I quote, a political maneuver designed to curry favor with extremists, end quote. You'll find that full story in today's Times Union. In Catskill, they have received a grant to plan for climate change. The Associated Press is reporting that Catskill is one of three villages statewide to be awarded grants to prepare for sea level rise and waterfront flooding related to climate change. The funding was awarded by the State Department of Environmental Conservation from its Hudson River Estuary Program in partnership with the New England Interstate Water Pollution Control Commission. A spokesperson for the Interstate Commission says recent storms such as Irene, Lee, and Sandy have shown that climate change is real and that communities need to prepare for the future flood events. In addition to Catskill, the grants are going to programs in the villages of Pyrmont and Stony Point, both located in Rockland County. You can find that full story in the Associated Press story in the Republic Online. Our final story, Kachik is proposing dairy farmer support bill. Kyle Adams is reporting in the Daily Mail that State Senator Cecilia Kachik has introduced legislation to help the state's dairy farmers improve energy efficiency. The bill, announced last week, would provide grants and low-interest loans to help dairy farmers invest in renewable technologies like solar and wind. Kachik said in a statement on Friday that, quote, investing in energy-efficient upgrades can help dairy farmers reduce their cost as well as their carbon footprint, end quote. In New York, dairy is an $8.9 billion business, generating more than $400 million in annual wages statewide. Greene County currently has 9 active dairy farms. You can read that full story in the Daily Mail. So it looks like the weatherman is promising us a sunny day for today, but showers for the remainder of the week through Saturday. Today it will be mostly sunny with a high near 74. Tonight mostly cloudy with a low around 50. On Thursday, showers are likely mainly after 3 p.m. It will be cloudy with a high near 70 degrees and a south wind at 6 to 9 miles an hour. A 60% chance of precip on Thursday. Thursday night, rain again with a low around 58 and an 80% chance of precip. On Friday, more rain with a high near 69 degrees and an 80% chance of precip. Friday night, rain again, low around 59. Saturday, more rain, likely before noon, then a chance of showers. Afternoon, cloudy with a high near 73. Saturday night, more showers, mostly cloudy with a low around 58. And then finally, on Sunday, the chance of precipitation drops to 30%, so hopefully that will change. It will be partly sunny with a high near 76. Sunday night, a chance of showers again with a low around 58, and more showers for back to work Monday with a high near 75 degrees. The sun rose this morning at 5:19 a.m. and will set at 8:28 p.m., giving us 15 hours and 9 minutes of daylight, 2 minutes more than yesterday. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for this day, Wednesday, the fifth day of June 2013. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.